Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before I get to the Commanders news, we can do that in just a couple of minutes. How about the Chicago Bears over the weekend trading Justin Fields for a sixth-round pick? When I first saw that Fields netted a sixth, I was pretty shocked. Then I found out that it was not just a sixth-round pick. It was a sixth-round pick next year. A future sixth-round pick. What are the Bears doing? What are they doing? Now, I understand that you can't create a market that isn't there. So if you want to tell me, well, nobody wanted Justin Fields as a starter. He had to go somewhere as a backup. And if you're bringing in a backup, you're not giving up more than a sixth-round pick. Okay, fine. Can we at least acknowledge that they misplayed this really throughout the offseason? That they botched the hand that they were dealt? Number one, they did a bad job developing and supporting Justin Fields. Let's just start with that. Fields also didn't help himself every step of the way, where he struggled at times. But you either get dealt a good or a bad hand as a quarterback, and I would put him in the bad hand category. Early weaponry around him was bad. Line wasn't particularly good. I'm not convinced Luke Getsy did well by him every step of the way as an offensive coordinator. So you kind of separate for a moment that they just, the way that they set him up did not help him to thrive. But that's irrelevant now. You knew you were trading him. You had the number one overall pick. Forget that half of their fan base wanted to pass on a quarterback at one, Caleb Williams or otherwise, and keep Justin Fields, which is insane. Bears fans, you're ridiculous. What was the movie? The line that was funny was like, "You shut your mouth when you're talking to me." I mean, Bears fans, you shut your mouth when you're talking to me. Stop saying you want to keep Justin Fields and trade the number one overall pick. You're embarrassing yourselves. I am filing you into a category of a fan base that I now no longer thinks it watches or knows anything. Having said that, okay, we'll just put that to the side for a moment. What are the Bears doing? They admitted, Ryan Poles came out and admitted they were going to trade him soon. I think that was at the combine. It might have even been before that. But he was like, "Oh, we'll get rid of him in the next couple of weeks for sure." He didn't say it in those words, but he said, "Whatever we do, we're going to do it soon. We got to do right by Justin. We don't want to basically hinder our young quarterback, whoever that is." Everybody knew what that meant. We've got to trade Fields because we don't want him and Williams on the roster together. You basically said you were trading him. Shouldn't have done that. You basically said you've got to do it soon. Definitely shouldn't have done that. I would have just waited till the draft. Because of, let's say the Vikings can't trade up. Okay, maybe you don't want to trade it Fields to them in the division, which I think is stupid. But let's just say that that's the case. Sure, Denver needs a quarterback. Might trade up. Might get shut out. The Raiders want a quarterback. May trade up. Could get shut out. What's a better consolation prize for a team with Gardner Minshew in Vegas? Or is it Jarrett Stidham or something like that in Denver? Some guy. If it's not him, it's a guy like him. Then Justin Fields. Now you call them up and you go, "Hey, the offseason's over. You didn't get one in free agency. The music stopped. You didn't sit down. You didn't get one in the draft. It's okay. We've got Justin Fields." Like, you were worried about taking Caleb Williams and for a few hours, Fields still being on the roster when everybody knows he's eventually not going to be. I just don't really get the urgency that they had and also the forecasting and telegraphing of what they were going to do. I'm not suggesting they should have been able to get a two for Fields. He didn't play well enough. But in a world where Mac Jones got a six this year, where Sam Howell got a way, way better return than Justin Fields. By the way, Adam Peters making plays, ladies and gentlemen. Golf clap. That's a Scottie Scheffler clap for you there. Sixth in the future tells me you didn't do everything right. I could not believe that. I saw a six and I meant, well, the Bears were really desperate to do this today. I'm sorry, did you say a six next year? Sam Howell got way more as a return. Peters pummeled the return of Poles. And I know that NFL trade compensation is so fluid and year to year, it's utterly impossible to predict. I am terrible at it. I don't think there's anything I'm worse at in evaluating and analyzing sports than assuming what someone's going to get as a return in trade compensation for their player. Because it is constantly evolving, and it's just different trade by trade, as we saw at the quarterback market this year. But it just seems like they screwed this up big time.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.